Part 2, How to Enjoy Your Job Right Now. It's pretty depressing reading that first section and realizing the effect that your work situation can have on you. Yet, until you look and analyze, you can't change your behavior. You also need to acknowledge why you want to change before you are ready to act. Once you are sure about what you want, you can change your behavior and make your work life more enjoyable. If you're ready, let's start. Here are some strategies that have made a difference to my working life. 3. Develop yourself. People frequently don't enjoy their jobs because the work is boring. Everyone enjoys a quiet day, but when the work is not challenging enough, the hours drag by and boredom sets in. Hours of productivity are lost by employees surfing the net or chatting online, but companies should focus on why people are doing that. If the job was challenging enough, people wouldn't waste their time on other things. People perform well when given a challenge, the parameters to operate under, and then given the space to achieve. When people are engaged with the task and committed to it, workplaces become busy and active. When there is a set goal, a time limit, and lots to do, people feel they are making a contribution. But many jobs are repetitive and don't stretch people enough, and therefore people will slack off. Is your work challenging for you? If not, then analyze why not. Did you take the job expecting it to be like this? Have you increased your skill level so it is now too easy for you? One of the most powerful ways to tackle boredom is self-development. This will give you the opportunity to move upwards or outwards from your current situation. If your problem is boredom, you need to change your situation. Either you need to change your role within your existing company or find a new job. You may even be able to use some of the time you're bored at work to focus on self-development. Opportunities in your workplace. There may be opportunities at your workplace for a more challenging role that you have not researched until now. This may be a move sideways to a different job position or a promotion to a more responsible job. Ask questions to find out what is available. Speak to your manager and explain that you need more challenge in your work and you would like a chance to prove your capability. Ask the HR manager or your peers in other departments if there are any opportunities elsewhere in the company. Be careful when you are asking these questions, as you don't necessarily want to jeopardize your current position, but it is still important to see what is out there. A good way to gain your manager's support is to offer to train a new person into your role if you gain a position and move on. You need to know what opportunities there are for you in your current position, within your workplace, and outside in the wider world. Once you have identified a possibility, find out the requirements for that position. Even if you do not meet the exact criteria, apply anyway. Companies may favor your attitude over your skills and can train you in the details of the job. The next section focuses on developing the capabilities you might need if there is too much of a discrepancy between your current skills and a better position. Developing yourself as the asset. You do the work and bring in the money for the company. Therefore, you must focus on self-development and incremental increases in knowledge and skills in order to enhance your value. Continuously improving yourself, both in job-related and other activities, will create new opportunities. Every company, large and small, wants people who are committed to self-improvement. Learning is not compulsory, neither is survival. W. Edwards Deming. Kaizen is a Japanese word that represents self-improvement in incremental amounts. Originally, it applied to a manufacturing environment, but is now used in a broader context as continuous improvement. It is about having an attitude that is always focused on learning and developing. In graph form, if one person, let's say his name is John, stops learning in school and does not invest in self-development, his learning stays flat throughout adulthood. Meanwhile, another student, Jane, spends her lifetime looking for opportunities to learn and develop new skills in different areas. The difference between the two lines is filled with an increase in opportunities and potential that Jane can take advantage of during her lifetime. These are opportunities that John will not even be aware of. Plot your own chart. Do you feel you have continued learning since school? what are some of the ways you have improved your learning and development in the past? Formal education will earn you a living. Self-education will earn you a fortune. Jim Rohn. There are many opportunities for continuous development and self-improvement. Here are just some examples. Apply for company training and corporate programs, as most companies have a training budget. You can sometimes even justify spending the company training budget on a personal development program if you can demonstrate the benefits. You may be surprised what is on offer if you ask. Many companies run internal training sessions on many different work-related topics. Take advantage of any your workplace offers. Ask your HR manager what development opportunities are available. Become a first aider or take some computer skills training in order to add to your experience, and remember to add this to your resume. Develop your mind by reading and learning new things. Go to the library and get some books or audios. Turn off the TV and read. Reading utilizes the imagination and will get you thinking about different things. TV prevents this kind of thinking because you don't need to use your imagination if you can see it all in front of you. Audios are another way of learning. You can download audiobooks online for a similar price to a physical book. Use your commuting time to read, listen, and take notes on anything you want to remember. Investigate correspondence courses or the Open University. There are now thousands of courses online that you can use to add to your portfolio of knowledge. These don't have to be in your area of work. They can be purely for your own enjoyment and self-development. Any form of learning is good for the mind. These can be done slowly and from a distance, and many have no exams. Payment is usually by module, so it can be very affordable. If you don't have a degree and you want one, you can now do correspondence papers to incrementally work up to a degree level in a subject. Have a look at some internet courses. At the time of writing, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, had free lecture notes and audio files for more than 1,700 programs available online. Their aim is to get education out into the world and empower people to achieve more. You can find other self-development products online in the form of home study courses. Take an evening class in a subject you are interested in. There may be free or cheap community classes in various academic subjects, as well as different vocational classes. The aim is to refresh and expand your mind and increase your skills and confidence. Subscribe to websites for information you are interested in. Many websites will send you free updates or ebooks. Sign up for Google Alerts on a chosen subject. What areas are you interested in developing? What are some of the ways you could develop yourself further? You are the same today as you'll be in 5 years, except for two things: the books you read and the people you meet. Charlie James. If you improve through any kind of learning, you will boost your self-esteem, open up new possibilities, and meet new people in the process. If you do workplace training, you can also become more valuable to your employer and are therefore able to bargain for different opportunities, more flexible work time, or higher pay. You are valuable and they won't want to lose you. If you do some relevant training outside of work, evening classes in sales techniques, or a new computer skill, tell your manager and use it to promote yourself. So, if you are bored at work, you have two choices. Stick at what you are doing and continue to be bored, or leverage yourself out of there by developing yourself. Continuous improvement builds your self-confidence and your resume. It allows you to see beyond your current situation so that when the opportunities come your way, you will be ready to take them. We cannot become who we need to be by remaining who we are. Invent yourself every day. Anonymous.